Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is another episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, The Knight Rider. Today's topic: in 2014, the U.S. independent voter will abandon the GOP. Let's get right to it, shall we? November of 2014 is right around the corner. It's only a matter of a few months away. Here it is, May 2014, and the landscape is such that the GOP is so desperate that now, having lost and lost big on Obamacare, they are reduced to pinning all of their hopes on success, November of 2014, on Benghazi. Yes, that happened over 2 years ago, September of 2012. And they're even, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, just to placate the nutbag Tea Party caucus in his, within the Republican majority in the House of Representatives, has probably reluctantly agreed, yes, let's have another select committee and do another investigation. This would be perhaps the 14th investigation of Benghazi. Been there, done that. They're beating a dead horse. They're beating themselves. They're punching themselves in the face over and over again. In states such as Kentucky, where you have the Democratic candidate running against Mitch McConnell for the U.S. Senate seat, Allison Lundgren Grimes, she is going to unseat the Senate Minority Leader, triple-chinned Mitch McConnell, come this November. In states such as Wisconsin, with Scott Walker, the Republican governor. In Ohio, my home state, Republican Governor John Kasich. And in Florida, Republican Governor Rick Scott. They're all up for re-election, and guess what? It's going to be an uphill battle for them to retain their gubernatorial seats. And I have a feeling that unlike most off-year elections, the average independent voter will probably, for a very good reason, show up in sufficient enough numbers to turn what normally would be a Republican gain into a Republican losses. They will not retake the U.S. Senate. The Republicans most likely will retain control of the House, but they're going to lose the amount of their majority, current majority. So that's it for Rough Riders Radio. All I can say is U.S. independent voters hold the key for 2014, and the GOP is going to be out of power for a long, long time. That's it. Stay well, keep it lit, and as always, we ride, you decide.